It's a Tuesday. It's June 3rd. Great to be with you on Catholic Connection, second hour of the program on EWTN's Radio Extra. Always great to catch up with Kelly Solomon with our Newman Guide News from the Cardinal Newman Society. So, Kelly, our topic this morning ties in really well with the other issues we were covering in the first part of the program. I had the head of the Catholic Colorado Conference on with me about an unfortunate measure that not only passed in the Colorado legislature, but also was signed by the governor. And it's all about, you know, quote-unquote, transgender rights that infringe about on the rights of parents and First Amendment rights. And you know this all too well in terms of what's been happening in so-called Catholic colleges. As a matter of fact, your team sat down with a young woman who went to what she thought was going to be a Catholic college, but turned out to be something very different. So tell us, first of all, about the podcast, and then we're going to play some clips from this fascinating interview.
Yes, great to be on with you, Teresa. And here at the Cardinal Newman Society, we launched a podcast 2 years ago, the Cardinal Newman Society podcast, to feature stories of what's going on in Catholic education and interview people who are involved so that families can really learn the Newman Guide difference that makes faithful Catholic education stand out and why it's so valuable and why they should seek out Newman Guide education for their children. So I thought, Teresa, you would be interested in our, I'm glad you got a chance to tune in to our recent episode where we interviewed Emily Torres. She's a recent graduate of a Catholic college where she was expecting, you know, to be immersed in the faith or at least find a good group of Catholic friends to be involved with. And unfortunately, she faced lots of issues on campus and did not find the experience she was hoping for.
All right, so we have a clip, and we could just sit down and actually just run the whole interview because it was so incredibly, I mean, she is very well spoken, but you can hear the frustration in her voice in terms of what she was seeing and what she was being exposed to. So we're going to play one of those clips. I think it's about 2 minutes, then we'll come back and talk about it. But give us her name again one more time.
Her name is Emily Torres, and she's interviewed by my colleague here at the Cardinal Newman Society, Kevin Murphy.
Okay, and I want parents to really listen closely because as Kelly just expressed, the parents, and of course, this young woman thought they were going to be putting her, she thought she was going to be attending a true Catholic college, not one in just name only. Take a listen.
Yes. So my school, one of the school's club called the LUC Rainbow Connection Club. I think it's like the LGBTQ club on campus. They host an annual drag show on campus. And I mean, that's already horrifying enough because like it gets funded by our school, you know, tuition because it's a recognized club and a recognized event on campus. But then beyond that, you know, I was thinking, you know, that's already bad, but some drag shows, you know, people are at least fully clothed and not mocking people's religion or anything like that. But we found a video online of the one of the drag shows in the past, and I think it maybe was like a, so this was 2021, and 2022 by now, actually. I think it was 2016 or something, 2017. And at one part in the, and so also actually to preface, they were not fully clothed. I will say that they were actually wearing like lingerie. Like it's actually, if it was, and they were men wearing lingerie, women's lingerie and high heels and wigs and makeup. And if it was a woman wearing that same clothing, dancing around on a stage, that would be called a strip show. That wouldn't be called a drag show. So it was so already just, yeah, very out of taste, very explicit. But then there was one clip where this girl comes dressed out on the stage in like a habit, in a nun's sort of garb, and she is lip syncing to Madonna's Like a Virgin. And then at some point in the song, she starts stripping off her clothes. So like her dress gets cut, like she pulls like half of the dress off below her legs and then takes off her habit. And on the habit is a pride flag. And she, everybody in the audience is cheering. She's doing the sign of the cross, kind of mocking it. Yeah.
Wow. Kelly, I don't even know what to say. I mean, we know it's bad in some areas, but this is supposed to be a Catholic institution. What were your thoughts when you first heard the podcast?
It is so sad. And I mean, I've worked with the Cardinal Newman Society for 12 years now, so I wasn't shocked hearing this, but this is the kind of thing I'm trying to explain to Catholic families all the time. And they wonder, you know, are these places really leading students astray? You know, is going to a Catholic college that has wandered from its faith or a secular college really going to do harm to my young people? And they really need to hear stories like Emily's, where she goes to this Catholic college and she's actually a convert to the faith.
Wow.
At the beginning of the episode, Emily Torres explained how, as a high school student, she started doing research online about, you know, what is Christianity all about? Is there one true church established by Jesus Christ? And she found the Catholic Church on her own and was baptized Catholic at age 18, and then headed off to a Catholic college. And here she is, as a recent convert, facing a drag show happening on campus and wondering, how can a Catholic institution be supporting something like this?
But she's still Catholic, though. Please tell me she is.
Yes, yes. Praise,
thank God.
Praise God. Through the grace of God, she says, you know, actually part two of the podcast is coming out this week, and I'm very interested to hear it because she's going to reflect a little bit more on how these issues, you know, challenged her spiritually and how she's kept her faith. But she's a wonderful young Catholic practicing her faith, and she stood up to these issues that she saw on her college campus. But we wonder, you know, where was the outcry from the other students, from the other faculty, from the other staff members who should know why would a Catholic college be supporting something like this? When we think about what a Catholic college could be doing to form young people in truth, in the truth of human sexuality, the truth of males and females, right? Rather than something like this drag show of men dressing as women and, you know, parading on the stage. I mean, the visual she gave us of past drag shows that have happened on this campus is just shocking. And this is the reality of what Catholic families need to know, that this is what, you know, the tuition money is being put towards, unfortunately, at some of these college campuses.
Well, also the fact that when she was describing the audience and how the audience was cheering this. And so if she's there as a student, there are other students there. So these students are being or had already been greatly indoctrinated. And this is the other big problem that we're seeing.
Yes, it is. And, you know, young people, you're going off to college at age 18. You really need good Catholic friends who are going to build you up in your faith, who are going to help you make good choices, who are going to set you on a good path for your future. And, you know, if you're not going to find those, you've got a whole stadium, you know, a whole room full of people cheering on this drag show. And as she looked for people, she documents how she looked for others on campus. You know, she went to the administration, she went to campus ministry, she went to other groups trying to get help to stop it. She didn't receive help. She tried to find others to sign on to a petition. I think she had about 30 students sign on to a petition to protest it. You know, and you think about the 12,000 undergraduates at this Catholic college, right?
Wow.
What does that say about, you know, the state of our Catholic higher education today?
Right, and these students were probably scared and they didn't want to be, you know, persecuted in any way, but they still have to stand up and protect their faith and speak the truth. More with Kelly Solomon, our Tuesday Newman Guide News. Of course, Kelly is with the Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back. Past the hour, what an important topic. Maybe you have young people who are in high school who are going to be doing some tours at colleges this summer because they're looking at going to college in 2 or 3 years, and you'd like them to go to a good Catholic school, and maybe you think one you've picked is great, but you need to check and double check. That's why the Newman Guide is so important. Kelly Solomon joins us every Tuesday in this hour with Newman Guide News. So Kelly, before we move on to the next clip we're going to play of Emily, let's give your website, because right now is a really good time for parents to get a lot of information if they're looking at sending their kids to college in the future.
Yes, definitely. Go to cardinalnewmansociety.org. It's cardinalnewmansociety.org. You can go to the Newman Guide section of our website and check out the faithful Catholic colleges that we do recommend. We recommend about 10% of the nation's Catholic colleges as model Catholic colleges in the Newman Guide, and we We hope that you can find the best fit for your son or daughter or grandchild to attend a faithful Catholic college where they can experience the integration of the faith across campus and not the scandal that unfortunately is found at some Catholic colleges and in secular education today.
Is this particular so-called Catholic university still engaging in this kind of activity with these drag shows on campus?
You know, this was recent. Emily Torres, who we featured in our podcast episode, just graduated recently. So I assume, you know, it was held the year that she protested the drag show. I assume that things haven't changed. We've reported on drag shows at so many Catholic colleges, unfortunately, over the years, Seattle University, Georgetown, Gonzaga, Le Moyne, College of St. Benedict, St. Joseph's in Philly held one in 2024. So this is a recurring issue that the Cardinal Newman Society has drawn attention to for years and years, as well as the V Monologues play that's held on some college campuses, the scandalous commencement speakers, et cetera, to wake families up that, you know, this is what they're publicly doing. You know, you'd probably be even more surprised by what some of the professors are teaching in the classes, the binge drinking and hookup culture that's rampant on many campuses, right, that the administrations are oftentimes turning a blind eye to.
How did it get to be so predominant in these so-called, in education, period, but especially in some of these schools that, you know, claim to be Catholic?
Yeah, it's very sad that we've seen this secularization taking place. That's really why the Cardinal Newman Society was founded 30 years ago by Patrick Riley, to point out these issues in Catholic education. And then in 2007 is when we released the Newman Guide for the first time, to point families then to the good options of where they can find a really faithfully Catholic experience. And you know, we pray for the renewal of Catholic education. We are working for the renewal of Catholic education. We're working closely with our Newman Guide schools and colleges to build up their strong Catholic identity so that they can be that bright light for the future.
Well, I told you that I had a story to share with you with this experience from someone who attended a speaking engagement I was at, a man who was very frustrated with what happened with his daughter. And he had sent her to this school, very expensive school, and I believe it's the same one that Emily attended. I know Emily has graduated and understand she's going to be working for Catholic Answers. Boy, she's going to be fabulous, especially seeing how she, you know, has faced this stuff firsthand, right, in her own experience. But this parent came up, father came up to me, and I was talking about my book. This is a while ago, because it's right after my book Extreme Makeover came out. And he came up to me, he bought the book, he said, I got to get this for my daughter. I've totally lost my daughter, he said. She's totally got sucked into this anti-Catholic, you know, culture, and all she believes now in abortion when she never talked about it before. She was a pretty good, faithful kid from what I knew. We raised her right. I sent her to this quote-unquote Catholic college, and now she's gone off, you know, way into left field. And he said, well, what do I do? And I said, well, are you asking me my advice? He goes, yes. And I said, well, who's paying for this? He says, I'm spending like, I don't know how many, you know, this was about, well, 12 years ago. So it was probably back then, probably about 40 grand a year, 30 grand a year. And I said, well, who's paying for it? And he said, I am. I said, well, why are you still doing this? I said, this has obviously affected your daughter's soul. If she's buying into these agendas, which are extremely dangerous, whether it be abortion, whether it be so-called same-sex marriage, all these different things, you know, sex outside of marriage, everything under the sun, why are you still paying for it? You need to tell her that if she wants to continue to go to this school, she's going to have to come up with the money, but that you would like her to go to another school. And he looked at me, Kelly, with these big eyes like, oh. I'm like, what? What do you want from me? You're responsible for her. Come on. Stop paying the money, for crying out loud. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Good for you, Teresa. You know, more parents need to hear that message of, you know, put your money into good institutions where your child is going to have a fighting chance at keeping their faith in the secular culture, right? And grandparents, I love the grandparents who say, you know, we're going to help support our grandchild's education, you know, if they go to a Newman Guide college. That's what I hear very often. And I'm glad you were able to have that conversation and that wake-up call, that hopefully he was able to switch things early on, you know, and give her a good Catholic education after that first semester.
I said, look, you asked me for my opinion. I'm just telling you, why are you still paying that money? I don't understand. I mean, you know, I understand that at that point she was probably 18 years old, so of legal age. But at the same time, you are responsible as a parent to help your child get into heaven. That is your responsibility, the education. So if you're still involved, you need to be involved in a different way that's going to ensure that they're not going to be led down this horrible path.
Right. Parents are the primary educators, and, you know, that continues as we pay for, you're paying for their college experience. And what a great opportunity you have to put your money towards such a great Catholic college experience that they could have
right
at a Newman
right.
Guy College.
Well, I have a funny personal story where my niece, who's now married with two children, and thanks be to God, she's a faithful Catholic, and she just sent me pictures of my grandniece at her communion. But this is a funny story. When she was a freshman in college, she told my sister that she was going off with her girlfriends down to, you know, Florida for spring break, and she couldn't wait, and she had saved some money with her part-time job, but she wanted some help with the plane fare, and her mother said, "You're not going. You can't go." And she said, "What do you mean? I'm 18. I can go." And my sister said, "Okay, well, I'm not paying for college anymore. And we're not buying you a car, a used car, like we promised."
Right.
And all of a sudden, mind. I won't go
changed.
On spring break. Let's go to the next plan. That's not working out. So, yeah, I mean, she didn't have a fit. She didn't scream at her. She said, "No, that's not happening. You're not." And this was like so long ago where, yes, spring breaks were bad, but not like they are now. So you just speak up lovingly and put your foot down.
Right.
Or my mother used to say, "I'm your mother. That's why. I'm your mother."
It's more important than making them happy with the trip that they get to go on.
Yep. Yeah, my mother used to say, "I'm not your girlfriend, I'm your mother," M-O-T-H-A. Anyhow, okay. We have another clip of Emily. God bless Emily. And this has to do with, I think there's two issues covered in this clip. Trigger warnings, her Bible scandal in the Bible, and then also a scandal in the biology class. So this is a young woman, Emily, discovering that her Catholic college was not really that Catholic after all. Roll it.
Well, now, okay, so that's one instance. What else happened? What was...
Some weird things in class. We had to read parts of the Bible for one of my classes for the Honors College, and people were getting triggered by parts of the Bible, so they had to put like trigger warnings.
On the Bible?
Yeah, on the Bible. At that point, I was like, this is ridiculous. And then my biology class, right? So you think,
now, hold on a second before you go further.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say a trigger warning, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you just, what is a trigger warning?
So a trigger warning is basically a preface to some sort of like entertainment piece, whether it's something you're reading, something you're watching, where you basically warn them, like, trigger warning, there's going to be murder or assault or abuse.
Okay.
Happening in this.
So this is kind of like in movies when they put that, like, what you're going to see in the movie prior to you seeing it.
Yeah.
They're smoking in this movie, right?
Yes. Only.
So then you have this, then what else? Tell me.
So my biology teacher freshman year had this one lesson. I still remember it. It was so weird. I don't know what we were even talking about this day, but he somehow weaved in that sex is a social construct. So not gender, sex. So male and female anatomy and, you know, their chromosomal structure, that's just something that we constructed. It's not objective and real. Species as well, which is a little weird, which means I could be a cat or a dog.
Yes.
And that homosexuality is like natural in nature. Like you see certain animals exhibiting homosexual relationships. And I just remember, like, this was over like Zoom. So this was online. I was like sitting in my bed with my computer open, watching him do this slideshow. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Why are you teaching me this? I don't want to know this.
And you're wondering how that gets into the curriculum, right?
Yeah.
How does that...
Exactly.
How does that hijack your studies, right?
I have no idea.
Mm.
You would think you could escape it in biology, but apparently not.
No.
Wow. So in terms of the response to the podcast, how far and wide did you send this out, Kelly? Because people need to hear this young woman. Well, first of all, she's amazingly strong, and thanks be to God she knew her faith and fought back. And now you told me she's going to be working for Catholic Answers, which, boy, Catholic Answers will be truly blessed because she's already had such a whole world of experience at a very young age and standing up for the truth of the faith. But my goodness, I hope more people hear this.
Yes, I am very inspired by Emily. She just recently graduated from college and became Catholic at age 18. And here she is encountering these issues in courses at a Catholic college and encountering these issues on campus. And she's standing up to it even as a college student and now spreading the word about it. My favorite line from the whole interview is, "I wish I had known about the Newman Guide." before I chose a college back when she was 18. What good she's doing, and the Cardinal Newman Society is spreading this interview far and wide with all of our members via email, social media. Our podcast is available on all places where you can find podcasts. So we encourage listeners to look up the Cardinal Newman Society podcast and share this with your family and friends, especially those who are navigating the college search, that, you know, Catholic colleges are not all the same. And the reality of what's going on these campuses, you know, I can say it over and over, but we love sharing these stories of people who've just recently encountered these issues, right? And that they're putting trigger warnings on the Bible.
That is just I just don't even know where to go with that. Trigger warnings on the Bible at a Catholic college.
Yeah.
This is how crazy it's gotten. Well, Kelly, this is just so helpful. And I'm really hoping that parents and anyone that works with young people, if you have nieces or grandnieces and grandnephews, if you have grandchildren that are thinking about a college, this is just, I mean, an incredible example of how important it is to make sure you do your homework and research in terms of where your kids, your family members are going to be getting that higher education, and to make sure it's truly a higher Catholic education and not one, unfortunately, that this young woman was exposed to. But bless her heart for sticking it out and standing up for the faith. So we're going to have part two with Emily. When does that go on your website, Kelly?
Yes, that will be released this week, and very excited to share more of that with you. I think Emily's going to share a bit more about the impact these experiences had on her own spiritual life, her own faith as she was a recent convert to Catholicism, how she made sense of it, and, you know, how she kept her faith strong through all of it. You know, at the beginning of this episode, she said how she really wanted to find a college where she could, you know, have good friends. She had, you know, had her church friends in high school and then her school friends, which were like two separate groups. And she had really hoped to find that in her college. Unfortunately, I don't think that was the case, but I pray that she's able to now in her young adult Catholic life, and we're grateful for her sharing her story with us here at the
Cardinal telling Newman Society. And next week, too, let's talk about some of the reaction from parents around the country who are hopefully hearing and listening to this entire powerful podcast. Kelly, thank you so much. This was so informative, so eye-opening, and so crucial for all of us to hear about the importance of a true Catholic education. That's why we have Kelly on every week with a Newman Guide News with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.